Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know.
That's our theme song for the story time every week on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And this story this week is called Another Bargain with God. And so it begins by asking you a question, my friends. Have you ever made a bargain with God? And then, did you keep it? Did you ever, in a moment of ultimate fear or anxiety or pain, promise God that you would be a better person if he or she would just release you from your distress or deliver you from your pain? I think we've all done that. I think even if we're atheists, we have done that when things get bad enough. Some would say that it's a sign that everybody ultimately believes in God, because if things get really, really miserable, everybody prays for a release. But in the end, I suspect all of that bargaining with God is more about desperation than belief. Anyway, I think I've come up with a framework for the ultimate bargain with God. And here it is. Suppose you could agree to cluster all of the most aggravating moments of your daily life into one interrupted stretch of time in exchange for never having to experience that aggravation again. Would you be willing to do that? Would you be willing to set aside a portion of your time to get all of your most frustrating moments of your life out of the way so that you could be done with them once and for all? Would you do that? Now, you might reasonably say, Ray, what in the hell are you talking about when you refer to the most frustrating moments of your life? And here's an example. I hate to wait in lines. And when I do have to wait, it seems that I always choose the wrong line to wait in. So invariably, I find myself watching the line next to me move faster than my line. Now, for me, this applies to all lines, supermarket lines, ferry lines, bank lines, traffic lines, Disneyland lines, airport lines, and popcorn lines at a movie. And you may or may not know, line waiting is a real issue. In ancient times, it has ancient origins, perhaps going back to prehistoric times when people had to line up for dinosaur meat. Those were the first lines. There are also actually scientific studies, one of which tells us that, quote, waiting line models that assume that customers arrive according to a Poisson probability distribution and service times are described by an exponential distribution. So this line waiting is obviously serious stuff. All I know is I'm always in the wrong line. So here's my question. Would I make a bargain of God to spend, say, 7 straight hours of my life waiting in interminable lines and experience others going ahead of me and not getting ahead in exchange for never having to experience that again? I'm thinking about that. Here's a similar conundrum. I hate listening to that awful music they play while you wait endlessly on hold for telephone assistance. Let's face it, even such masterworks as Frank Zappa's Dog Breath Variations sound awful on that tinny little telephone speaker, let alone having to listen to a crippling tune like Mandy by Barry Manilow. Now, I have noticed that lately some of the on-hold music companies are attempting to be hipper by playing good classical music or jazz, but if you transmit anything on a warbling two-minute loop and make somebody listen to it for 15 or 20 minutes straight, it is enough to turn the human brain into a puddle of applesauce. So, would you trade, say, a day and a half of having to hold the phone to your ear and listening to tinny, tortuous audio in exchange for a lifetime of on-hold relief? Just do it for a day and a half, and you never have to do it again. Even if it meant that you would possibly have to be scraped up afterwards and taken away in a plastic bag, would it be worth it? Think about that. A final example is technical support. This is another telephone issue. As I'm sure you know, if you have a problem with your computer or your phone, you're likely to be transferred to the technical support department, which is located generally on one of the outer planets of the solar system. The person at the end of the other line sincerely wants to help you, but the only word you are able to consistently understand when they speak is your own name, which they use repeatedly and emphatically. Raymond, Raymond, Raymond. It's like being the dog in the Far Side cartoon who's getting a stern lecture from his master, but the only thing the dog understands is blah, 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 Ginger, you've seen that one. So in this case, you spend an hour asking the tech support person to please repeat themselves while nobody understands anything. What would you give to never have to experience that again? Could you take, say, four straight days of hopeless, blind telephone trees and unintelligible conversations in order to erase such experiences from your life forever? Would you make such a bargain with God? So before you think about that, before you make any crazy bargains with Jehovah, please consider the following study questions. Now, here's question number one. Are you strong enough to endure hours of continuous aggravation in exchange for a lifetime of subsequent eternal peace? Question number two, study question number two. Are you emotionally resilient enough to stave off the ravages of mental illness that could surely result? Number three, do you have a good enough relationship with a psychiatrist to ensure a steady supply of antipsychotic drugs? And finally, question number four, and perhaps the most important question, are you tight enough with God to make this bargain with the absolute certainty that she will uphold her end of the deal? Well, I want you to think about all that. And let me know what you come up with. I'll be on hold waiting for your decision here at the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.